Winston Peters is the acting Prime Minister and the Foreign Affairs Minister, just back from his overseas trips. Winston, hello.
Hello.
How worried are you about this?
Well, it's a very, very uncertain and dangerous, difficult time. And this reaction yesterday was, as everybody said, for goodness sake, stop escalating this. This has got to be resolved and leave it at that. But at this point in time, we don't really know sometimes what we're dealing with until events start to unfold over days and even weeks.
How do you rate the chances that Israel does have a crack at Iran again?
Well, everyone who has wants peace in this world and who's looking at the whole circumstances has said to them, for goodness sake, don't escalate this matter. That includes the neighbourhood, the Middle East, and many countries around the world as well.
We spoke to the local Reuters bureau chief in Israel and Palestine just about half an hour ago. He says the disagreement in the Israeli leadership is not whether to attack Iran, but when to attack and how big to attack. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, you're hearing a lot of things. You've got everybody who's become an expert all of a sudden, but this is an ancestral matter that is showing its face at the moment, so to speak, and the world is saying, stop, there is a crisis in Gaza, we've got to sort this out, we've got to sort out the long-term two-state solution. These are the critical things that people want around the world now. Those countries have got no skin in the game other than to see that there is a prevailing peace.
Do you think, I know Biden's doing his level best, but do you think Benjamin Netanyahu's actually listening to anyone?
Well, there'll be people listening, all right. They'll know what the consequences are of not listening. There are all sorts of comments, though, that are of a political nature about who's doing what, where, and when, and who should be doing more, and often pointing the finger not at the solution, but at the participants in each case. This started, on the 7th of October last year, with a massive terrorist attack, but that is no longer, in terms of the reaction, justified. And that's what most countries in the world are saying, that we have got to ensure that innocent people do not go on suffering the way they're suffering now.
Hey, just on another note, are we signing up to AUKUS then, are we?
Well, look, again, this is amazing, the comments that are being made. Hipkins and Andrew Little at the time, when they were in government, said that they were looking and examining what Pillar 2 might mean, that this is an ongoing discussion. We inherited that. There are ongoing discussions. But many of the comments being made are premature and extreme. They are without any briefing as to what is going on, and they're not of a nature that is helpful in terms of our long-term interests. And you've got all sorts of forecasts and predictions being made, but not based on anything of substance whatsoever. And then, you know, I was over in the United States of being accused of being there for a week and plotting with Judith Collins, who was there as well, when she was half the country away, had a different meaning to do with the space issues, such as that New Zealand is interested in, particularly with Rocket Lab.
Yeah.
So you see, you've got all sorts of speculation that's not properly based. And my comment to people is, that person you listen to, when were they last given a decent briefing by anybody who would know what's going on?
Okay, so tell me what's going on. Are we signing up, or have you not made up your mind yet?
Well, again, I'm trying to put in your mind that we're at the beginning, the putative beginning of a discussion, which will involve a lot of conversation and a lot of examination before we make up any decision at all. That's where Chris Hipkins began when he made those comments, when he was the Prime Minister. It's what the then Defence Minister said. And all we're doing is continuing to find out in the same way what it is we're dealing with. And everybody's screaming out, what does it all mean? And when will there be a conclusion? And there are some voices that are adding their so-called opinion to this, who are uninformed in the extreme. And the last time that they received a briefing on this would be 15 or 16 years ago on matters like this.
Winston, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Winston Peters, Foreign Affairs Minister.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.